line if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I think we're going to start things out here tonight with a soapbox entry. And this is a relatively new addition to the show. I'm doing my best to keep up with them and occasionally work them into the program. But we've set up the soapbox for those of you who listen to the show, whether you listen live or listen via podcast or online, perhaps via the listen lines, which are brand new as well. But however you listen to the show, maybe for whatever reason you just don't feel comfortable calling in live, or maybe you just can't physically make it to a phone during the show. Maybe you're working. So the soapbox exists for you to take advantage of, and it is essentially a voicemail line that allows you to leave a message up to 3 minutes in length, and we will consider it for use on the radio. Because there are so many calls that come into it, obviously we can't play them all, plus this is first and foremost a radio show that focuses on callers, so callers are going to get primary attention on this show. If you're on the lines, we are going to take your calls and not play any soapboxes. But since we're starting the show out, nobody's on the line, let's play a soapbox. By the way, let me give you the number. It's 603-722-0AMP, 603-722-0AMP. And that will allow you to, again, leave a message about whatever you want. Maybe you want to comment on something we've already discussed. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you just want to go on a rant. It's up to you. And like a regular soapbox, the idea here is maybe some people will pay attention, like us, and put you on the air, or maybe we'll just ignore it and hit the delete button. So don't feel bad if it never makes it on, because there's a lot that's vying for the on-air time. All right, so we go to the soapbox with a question from Ben.
Hi, my name's Ben from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and appreciate the show, appreciate the thoughts on liberty. I'm a fairly conservative Christian. I don't know if that raises flags for you. But I wonder if you guys would be just as passionate about liberty if the issues weren't cannabis or nude protests, personal liberties like that. Would you be just as passionate about a person's right for homeschooling or even a person's right not to accept medical assistance in different situations? How far does your passion for liberty go? Thank you. Bye-bye.
All the way, Ben. All the way. Yes, absolutely. Well, to both of what he mentioned, homeschooling, huge fans of homeschooling on this show, the ability to refuse medical attention or, to essentially work outside of the establishment medical system with alternative treatments and things like that. I'm all in favor of it.
I think the only way you can have liberty is by giving it to other people. There are, some issues I'm more passionate about than others, and I can tell you the two of them that I'm not particularly passionate about are cannabis freedom and topless protests. There's a lot of, during a certain period of time, we were focusing on that a great deal, but, I think that you got to let people do what they want to do if they're going to let you do what you want to do.
Also, joining us here tonight for the program, Julia has arrived. Julia, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Any thoughts on whether you're just all about topless freedom and cannabis, or, how do you feel about homeschooling or health alternatives?
Basically what you both said. I mean, I guess cannabis freedom would be something that's important to me personally, but there are a variety of issues that are pretty important to me in that regards, and education is one of them that is very important to me.
I used to want to be a teacher,
yes, and I'm a huge advocate of homeschooling. So
there you go, Ben. Hope that answers your question, and, I'm all in favor of personal freedom, and it's exactly for the reason Mark stated. 800-259-9231. Now, if only we could get more conservative Christian-type people to understand the idea about freedom, that you have to let others be free, and that means that you have to allow them to do things that you might not like very much. You might not like the fact that there are atheists out there, or that there are Wiccans practicing their Wicca down the street from you, or, whatever it is that is disturbing to a, kind of a traditionalist Christian conservative type. Gay people. Oh, yeah. Gotta let
gay
them
people
be free
are a big
too.
Issue, generally.
Yeah. So there's that. You got to allow everybody to be free and allow them to do what they want on their own property. You've got your church. You've got your home. And clearly, gay sex, if you have a problem with gay people, you probably wouldn't allow that to happen in your house. You know, that's your choice as the property owner. And that may make you a little uncomfortable. So as a property owner, you get to decide what is and what is not appropriate. And I, as a property owner, get to decide what is and what is not appropriate. So if I want to be topless on my property and smoking a joint, then that should be okay with you, just as it would be okay with me if you want to put a big Christmas tree up in your front yard and a statue of Jesus or something like that.
It happens.
Yeah. So, hope that makes sense. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Now, let's actually talk about marriage here, because there is a story that is really shocking. It's like a throwback to the 1800s, basically. And, Mark, you're going to share it with us.
Yeah, this is from the AP. This is not something.
Wait, no, it's from The Onion, isn't it?
No.
Because that's what Johnson said to me today. One of my producers said that he thought it was straight out of The Onion, the way it's written. It's just, it's amazing. Go ahead.
Out of New Orleans, a Louisiana Justice of the Peace said that he refuses to issue a marriage license to an interracial couple out of concern for any children the couple might have. Keith Bardwell, Justice of the Peace in Tanganpahoa Parish. Right, I am not an expert in these Louisiana pronunciations, so if you're there and you want to correct me, that's fine. Says it is his experience that most interracial marriages do not last long. I'm not a racist. I just don't believe that mixing the races in mixing the races that way. Bardwell told the Associated Press on Thursday, "I have piles and piles of black friends. Piles. They have. They come to my home. I marry them. They use the bathroom. I treat them just like everyone else."
Bardwell, what a weird quote. They use the bathroom.
Well, I mean, you would think that if you didn't like black people, that you probably wouldn't want them to use your bathroom. So I think that it's appropriate.
I see.
Bardwell says he asks everyone who calls about marriage if they are a mixed race couple, and if they are, he does not marry them, he said.
Outrageous.
It's outrageous. But I've got to say that, you know, this guy probably, I'm just guessing, has everyone's best intentions at heart here.
Well, maybe it's also true that young couples in general don't tend to last very long. Does he also not marry young couples?
Nope, just the interracial ones. He doesn't mention that. It doesn't go into that. It could be, but
weren't marriage licenses? Now, of course, the pure liberty position on marriage is that it shouldn't be a government thing at all. That there should be no justice of the peace doing marriage ceremonies or handing out licenses. There should be no licensing board. You should not have to ask permission from some government bureaucrat in order to express one's eternal love for another human being. What you should have to do is find somebody who will marry you. You know, if you can find somebody who will marry you, if maybe the Unitarian Church for gay people or whoever it is that you can find to marry you, then that should be it. That should be as far as you need to go. There should be no governmental involvement at all, because wasn't it originally created, the marriage license, to prevent interracial marriages?
That is part of its history. It's not its entire history, but it's there. It's all wrapped up in there that marriage licenses are essentially intended to prevent black people and white people from getting married.
And it was back during the time of slavery, was it not, or just shortly thereafter?
Shortly thereafter.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is really a throwback to the 1800s. This guy could have been alive in 1887 or something like that.
I kind of feel for the guy a little bit. I mean, For the
justice of the peace?
Yeah, he has some reasons here that I don't think are entirely out of the realm of reasons,
beyond the fact that he doesn't think that that interraces should mix?
He said that he believes that in black communities and white communities, neither black communities and white communities are the children's readily accepted offspring of such relationships. And, so he's concerned for the children of the relationship.
He's concerned about kids being mulatto?
Yes. He's concerned that they won't be accepted in black society or white society, whatever
that
might be. This
guy, he's claiming he's not a racist, but he's a separatist.
He's to some extent, he is. Absolutely. He says, I've been a justice of the peace for 34 years, and I don't think I've mistreated anybody. I made some mistakes, but so have you. I didn't tell this couple they couldn't get married. I just told them I wouldn't do it.
So they have to find another justice of the peace.
Essentially.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you think that this is appropriate at all? Is there anybody out there that can defend this guy? Or you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, and brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. You can tune in on any phone, anywhere. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com to get all those details. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making those extra trips to carry in the groceries? For the last few months at my house, we've been using Totosac. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Specifically, I think that it's best for grocery bags and probably those 5-gallon buckets when the little handles break off. Go to totasack.com and see what it looks like. It's TOTASAK.com. And you can buy yourself a family pack today. Totasack, they carry more than you can. A lot more. Totasec.com.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. The story that you were sharing with us, Mark, is from Hammond, Louisiana, where a justice of the peace has decided that he's going public now about his refusal to marry interracial couples.
I think the public came to him.
That's true. They're looking to possibly file some sort of discrimination charges against this guy. And I think that this is absolutely outrageous. As long as you're going to have government marriage licenses, and I, for one, am not interested in a marriage license. If Julia and I were to be interested in getting married, which we aren't necessarily, but if we were, then I don't think, Julia, you would want to get a government marriage license. I know I certainly would not.
No.
So I don't really understand why anybody would want one, but I guess, Mark, what you had said before about that is that the reason you got one is because it gave you some sort of insurance benefits or something.
Yeah,
like
my
that.
Wife worked for the state at the time, and many insurance companies only cover if you are married, and you know that was the case. So
right.
They went ahead and did that.
And it's because of some sort of legal name issue, right? Like that you're legally attached to that other person, basically, is what's going on there.
Yeah.
So
you don't want people just taking their insurance benefits and a single person and just pawning them off on somebody else, right? And,
you know, I guess, yeah.
Just everybody adding somebody else. Why would the insurance company want that?
Yeah, I could understand why some people would have reasons because the system is so ingrained in various different companies and the way things are set up. So I could understand having to, you know, if you feel like you have to get a license, then I can understand you getting one. But I, for one, would not be interested in it. But in this case, if you are interested in getting a marriage license, then the government should not be discriminating against you. I mean, we've seen that at least society has progressed to the point where gay people are finally being allowed to get married in some places. I think that's a great sign, because I think that if you're going to offer the service, it should be available to anybody, any couple that wants to get it. I even think that people should be able to get married if they are more than a couple.
I don't know what I think about who should be able to get married and who shouldn't. I've heard good arguments on every side, but however, what I can tell you is that I don't think the state should be involved, and that's where the argument essentially
should end. But the state is involved.
The state is involved.
And so while the state is involved, doesn't it make sense to give interracial couples and gay people marriage licenses?
It seems to me that they pay the taxes to pay this guy's salary, so they should be...
Absolutely.
Right. But in a free world, this guy wouldn't have to marry people he doesn't want to marry.
I agree with that.
It sounds to me like he's coming from the heart on this, and he wants the best for everyone, as misguided as he might be. And
yeah, his idea of the best is to keep the races separate. He's sick.
That's his idea, and as misguided as he might be, it is his freedom to do so.
It's the races mixing together that is going to help eliminate racism.
I concur.
So it's just so disappointing.
But that's not
to see
the way
this.
He sees the world.
I understand the twisted, bizarro way he sees the world, and I just think it's absolutely outrageous. Now they are looking into some kind of lawsuit, as I understand it. I guess a discrimination lawsuit, some sort of federal level kind of thing. And you know, I wish them good luck with that. I don't know if anything will occur. Sometimes the process works. Most of the time, it doesn't.
It seems to me that that's going to work this time.
You think?
Maybe. This guy.
If the media jumps on it, it's more likely to, I think, go in their favor. But I don't ever get my hopes up about these kinds of things. I mean, I just had a meeting with the city manager here in Keene yesterday.
And this has what to do with interracial marriage?
It has to do with the fact that when you've got bureaucrats behaving badly, they don't do anything about it. They protect each other.
They're not going to be able to protect this guy.
I don't know about that, Mark. I hope you're right.
Went napping, club wielding caveman has no hope of being spared in the media onslaught.
We have a caveman around here that attacks people that are in handcuffs. One of the police officers knocked somebody
not
over.
Not uncommon.
Okay, it's still a club-wielding, dangerous man who's hurting people. There's that, and you've got an EMS worker, a captain on the EMS squad, who has no problem with walking up to a videographer and stealing their camera out of their hands. So we've got video footage of this EMS worker coming up and grabbing my cell phone camera out of my hand. So I go to the city manager and I say, look, you know, I'm not interested in pressing charges because I'd rather forgive the guy. But I'm just curious, what's the city's policy on dealing with theft, employee theft? Is that an unreasonable question to ask? You know, just curious. What do you guys do when your employees get caught? And I'm not talking about the ones doing tax collecting, because we know that's theft. But I mean this guy who's caught on film snatching my camera, assaulting me and snatching my camera from my hand. What's your policy? You know what the policy is?
They don't have one?
Well, first you have to go and file charges with the police department. You get the police department to investigate the crime, and then if the police department ascertains that a crime has indeed been committed, they will take over the filing of the charges, and they will file charges against the city employee. So those charges will then go...
A theft is only a theft if we say it's a theft.
That's correct. Those charges will then go to the city manager. The city manager will probably then put the employee on paid leave while they are given, you know, the opportunity to investigate further or, you know, ascertain what to do. And, you know, the discipline down the line, should he be found guilty of those charges, would be that he may be had a, you know, stern talking to, which I think would be fine. I think that would be appropriate. Just like, hey, cut it out. You're stepping out of line. This is not your job. You should be an EMS worker, and you should be focusing on saving your patients and not harassing the members of the media that are standing around you. So that would have been a fine answer. If he just said, oh, yeah, we'll sit down and we'll talk to this guy. He's really out of line, and, you know, we'll make sure that he doesn't ever do it again. That would have been enough for me. But no. It's go to the police department, file charges. If they decide it's okay, then we'll take it up. Then we might possibly put him on paid leave, and then maybe there's a chance that he might get fired. But that's not all. Because if that were all, it would be just a big pain in the ass and really annoying, but there's more to it than that. Turns out that the entire EMS squad that was there that day is all covering up for their buddy. Turns out there's a thin red line as well. I've talked about the thin blue line. I blogged about this over at freekeen.com recently. The police have their thin blue line. You familiar with that?
I know that I know that people use that terminology to describe the sort of the club mentality, the team mentality that the police have and the way they protect each other.
So, yeah, that is exactly what the thin blue line is. In fact, in many cases, you can see the thin blue line as a gang symbol that the police use. They'll put a sticker on the back of their regular car, you know, that they use as when they're not on duty. One cop I saw recently had one of those wristband things that are so hip.
The rubber ones?
Yeah, the rubber wristband. And that one it was black with a thin blue line running all around it. So I want to talk a little bit more about the thin red line and how these EMS workers are now lying to cover for their captain who's caught on camera stealing my camera. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. It's just proof. You can't do anything about it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJSeed.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you
and Julia
and Mark,
and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, and they include the updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Get your liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings. Go check them out and let your voice be heard with libertystickers.com.
So change the system with the system, they say. Oh, if you don't like something about the system, you can just work within it to get it changed. And one of the things I don't like is that there are police around here and all across the country and around the world that are regularly abusing people and locking peaceful people in jail cells all over the place. And even though some of them know that what they're doing is wrong, they keep doing it because, well, I'm just doing my job. And then most recently, we found out that there's even an EMS worker here in Keene, New Hampshire, that is guilty of stealing, openly stealing something. He stole my cell phone from my hand as I was videoing them as they were doing their job, taking a patient out of City Hall a couple weeks ago. And you can see the video of that at freekeene.com. What are you laughing about, Mark?
I am chuckling at something I read.
Oh, okay. So you can see the video of this happening. You can see it's quite clear that I'm in nowhere. I'm not even in the near vicinity of this guy. He's doing his thing in his little ambulance, and I'm standing several feet away, more than several feet away, just recording the scene in general. He approaches me, snatches my camera from my hand, and goes and passes it off to one of the sheriff's officers that was there. And you'd think to yourself, man, this is open and shut. I mean, it's clear. It was captured from two angles. Sam was standing elsewhere. The reason he didn't steal Sam's camera is because Sam's camera is, a $10,000 camera, and it wouldn't have been easy for him to just grab it one-handed out of Sam's hands. So he came to me and stole my cell phone camera, which is much easier to swipe.
Oh, he snatched it right out of your hands, too.
He sure did. Nasty. He was very nasty about it and very rough about it, too. He kind of also grabbed my hand as I was holding the camera, and he was not very nice. So you'd think you've got him dead to rights. I mean, you've got video evidence from two angles of this guy losing his cool and stealing something.
Evidence from evidence.
Well, right. You'd think that'd be good enough, right? You'd think that, I mean, if I went into Walmart and I said, sir, your manager in the electronics department attacked me physically for whatever reason. I don't know why he would, but, you know, if some employee of a department store attacked me and I went to the manager and I said, look, this, I just got attacked in the other aisle over there. Really? Well, let's review the tape. Because they've got, you know, security cameras everywhere. Sure enough, he did attack you. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take care of this right away, and can we get to a gift card or whatever? Because private businesses are interested in making good if they've got a customer that's not being completely unreasonable, right? I mean, if you're being a totally unreasonable customer and a total jerk, then they might tell you to get lost.
As long as you're not talking about cell phone companies, I entirely agree.
But at least in that case, if they tell you to get lost, you don't have to come back.
Unless you've got a contract with them for 2 years.
You don't ever have to, when you sign those contracts, market says they can do whatever they want, basically.
It does.
But, you know, you don't have to patronize that business again. It's not the way with the city. If the city government people abuse you and they don't do anything about it, then you can't do anything. They'll just tell you the old line of the cliche of, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. And go find yourself a city government that doesn't abuse anybody, right?
Doesn't take people's property take their money at the pain of losing their property.
So I'm chatting with the city manager about this, just asking him what the policy is. Well, I can't do anything until you go to the police department and fill out a form and then, submit an investigation, and they'll do an investigation. They'll determine if it's, a crime. And
this guy's got a union, you know.
Right. There's this big process to go through if you want them to do anything. And I said, hey, look, I don't want to file charges. I have already forgiven the guy.
It doesn't sound like it.
What's that?
Well, you're harping on it. You've been harping on it for two segments now.
I have to explain the situation, Mark. All the right. Reason I'm telling you this story, as I explained to you earlier, was to tell you that nothing you can do will stop these people. So you haven't let me finish the story.
All right, man.
So the rest of the story is, sure, I've got all this video footage, but the city manager then tells me, well, he's heard from the fire chief that according to the crew that was there that day, I was getting in the way. That I was interfering with their ability to take care of their patient. And so therefore...
He was already in the vehicle by then.
By the time he stole the camera, yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you can just see the look on his face, too, when he comes over and snatches it out of your hand.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd think that it's open and shut, right? Well, maybe they're going to claim that, well, I was interfering when the video cameras weren't pointed in my direction. Because the story from the entire crew, allegedly, is that I was interfering and getting in their way. And so, therefore, the city manager says, if I was interfering with the EMS squad and getting in their way, then it's A-okay that this man stole my video camera. He tells me this. We've got him on video saying these things. So it's A-okay. Even if I was interfering, which I was not, I was never in the way of these people at any moment in time. And of course, I have witnesses that would testify to that, but they don't matter.
Well, you couldn't get it brought before a jury anyway to see the evidence.
Right, because it's all administrative.
Because it has to be, well, even so, you can't get him charged because the cops won't charge him.
No, the cops won't charge him. In fact, that's another factor. The cops' investigation into the situation was closed as unverified. There's some term that they used.
Inconclusive?
Something like that. They just they just blew it off. So there's nothing that can be done here. I can't stop paying them. They'll take my house from me. You know, what do you do? So I'm there talking to this guy about this, and he tells me that the EMS crew is saying that I was getting in their way. Well, if that's true, wouldn't it have been more appropriate to have one of the armed men, the sheriffs that were standing right there at the outside of the building? The sheriffs were there with the EMS crew the entire time. They were essentially guarding the EMS crew. If I were in their way, don't you think one of the sheriffs would have come over and removed me, perhaps even arrested me for interfering with the business of the EMS? Wouldn't that make sense?
You would think.
You'd think. But I wasn't in their way. That's why that didn't happen.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that it's difficult, that it's nigh impossible to penetrate City Hall's defenses when it comes to their using their legal system.
Even though you have crystal clear evidence, they all band together and they protect their own. If one of their buddies is in trouble, they all get their story straight. Okay, guys, look, let's just say that he was in our way. And we'll all say that he was in our way and then he was interfering. And then there's nothing they can do about it. Because there's nothing they can do about it. And the city's not going to do anything. They believe their employees. So I just felt that, you know, I just thought I'd explain this to you. So that's why I don't think that these folks are going to have any success down there with the Justice of the Peace. Who's going to go after the Justice of the Peace for this? His buddies in the city?
Well, I
seems pretty unlikely.
It's a long, circuitous path back to the Justice of the Peace here. However, I do, you know, this story is just too huge. We've gotten it. Right. It's going to go farther.
Let me know. Whoever sent that to you, hopefully they'll send us the update when it happens.
I think I got this out of Freedom's Phoenix, actually. So
there is no recourse.
This is from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and it's been picked up by the Associated Press.
That was Louisiana.
Right. This story is from KARE, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's about Louisiana. This guy is in big, he's in big trouble. He's not going to be a Justice of the Peace any longer. That's all.
We'll see about that. And that's different, isn't it? A Justice of the Peace, isn't that different from a judge?
Depends on where you are, and you know, basically, it just depends.
In some cases, or in some locations, aren't they essentially kind of like the guy that works at the UPS store or a bank officer or something like that?
Sometimes it's just a regular old guy that has been dubbed.
You are
a Justice of the Peace.
Yeah. Okay, maybe you're right there, Mike. If he's not an actual city employee, then he may be more vulnerable. But if he's on the inner loop, if he's one of the good old boys,
he's gone.
He's untouchable.
It doesn't matter. He's gone. It doesn't. The bad part here is that somebody's gonna have to write a big check. The people of this impronounceable parish are gonna have to write a check to somebody who couldn't get married by this guy, probably that heard about him and came to him specifically in order to stop him from his race discriminatory ways. So the people of Tagapahoa Parish are going to have to bear the illness. For all you know,
Mark, their rules state that a Justice of the Peace can deny anybody for certain reasons, and it may fit within their interpretation of the rules. May just decide that he's by the book. Find another Justice of the Peace if you don't like it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Ring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel, coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money, do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live, we get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, whether it's something you need or something you want, they probably sell it there and probably going to get a pretty good deal. And maybe even free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their new items at amazon.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? And are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project and come on up here to New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org. That's FreeStateProject.org. Let's go to your phone calls to the fun. George is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. I was going to call in and talk about jury duty, but I was just listening to Ian's talking about claiming that his phone was stolen. I saw the video. I thought you were interfering. I thought you were being a pain in the ass, really.
Well, how was I interfering, sir, by holding a cell phone standing several feet away? Can you explain that?
Well, I don't know if it was you, but it could have been the other guy who was, like, yelling at him. And you're right next to the ambulance.
Okay, so was it me that was yelling at them, or was it another guy that was yelling at them? Because I'm not the other guy.
Well, I mean, you were with the other guy. I mean, you're in a group together yelling and obviously
really?
Trying to make a scene. And, why pick on the ambulance driver? He's supposed to be helping your friend.
What makes you think that anybody's yelling at the ambulance drivers? Can you explain that?
Why do I think that? Because I saw the video.
Okay. And what did the people yelling at the ambulance drivers yell at them?
Tell me what to do, or I don't have to stop filming or whatever.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is after, let me see if I can clarify you here. What you're saying is after the ambulance driver decided to single out Sam, who's from the Obscure Truth Network, a member of the media who was holding a video camera and recording the entire scene as per the request of the man who was on the stretcher, the man that was attacked by one of the police officers here. You're saying that after the ambulance driver decided to target Sam and threaten him with, "Yo, violating HIPAA regulations and the federal crime and blah, 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 blah." And that's when Sam said back to the man, well I will continue to record.
Why doesn't Sam just step back, let the guy do whatever he has to do, whether he's a jerk or not? Let the guy transport your friend. He's in charge because your friend's apparently, injured himself so bad he needs to be transported on a stretcher.
No, he didn't injure himself. What? He was attacked by a policeman.
He was injured so bad that he needs to be transferred on a stretcher. So I defer to the ambulance driver to, whatever.
Were you saying, George, that Sam was in the way of the ambulance driver and somehow interfering with him?
He was in a way enough, and you were in a way.
Can you give me an example of that?
That he was able to grab your camera.
You're full of it, dude. He wasn't in the way at any point in time. You're full of it.
George, do you think that people should be able to be filmed if they want to be filmed while the government people are doing their jobs to them? Don't you think that that Kurt had the right to be filmed if that's what he wanted?
I don't think the government or whether it's a private ambulance makes the difference.
Oh, I don't either. Do you think that? But it makes a little bit of difference.
Well, if you're in public,
it makes a little bit of difference because the fact is that we all have to pay their salaries. So I feel that a public employee on public property working for the public should be able to be filmed by the public.
Yeah, definitely. You could get back. You don't have to be yelling at the ambulance driver.
He wasn't yelling. You already pointed out, George. George, when I asked you what you were talking about when you claimed he was yelling, you said that it was after the ambulance driver decided to target him and yell at him for videotaping. So Sam was not yelling at the ambulance driver. He was responding.
He was standing right next to the ambulance by the back doors. He didn't just run 20 yards away and say, "Hey, stop filming me." No, there was a guy standing right next to the ambulance filming. There's a big commotion.
He was not in anyone's way,
and maybe
George.
He overreacted,
and you are...
but I defer to the ambulance driver whether or not he's a private ambulance driver or a public official or whatever. I don't think that matters. I think you guys should have stepped back. Now was not the time to make a point.
Stepped back from what? Stepped back from what? You're not even
George,
alleging he was in the way.
George, Kurt,
you were close enough that he grabbed your. You were close enough that he grabbed your camera when he was walking by, right?
No, he made a beeline towards me to grab my camera. Go watch the video again, George, and call us back. Goodbye. Thank you. I don't want to hear it anymore. You're misrepresenting everything. Freekeen.com. If you look, you're going to probably have to scroll down for a bit. I don't know what you can search for, but EMS will probably pull it up. The video footage of this happening. Sam was over by the ambulance, but at that time, there was no one in the ambulance. The EMS workers, except for one guy, were not anywhere near the ambulance, and Sam was in no way in the way of that EMS worker. Nor was I. He made a beeline for me, stepped through the bushes to come after me to get my camera from me. You can see all of it. So don't give me that nonsense, George. You're full of crap. 800-259-9231.
George wants to get you real bad.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, he hasn't gotten anything. Just making himself sound like an ass. Let's continue and go to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Ian, that's bad propaganda, man. See, Liberty needs some good propaganda and some lobbyists. You got to pay some money. See, Liberty ain't gonna make it because of that fact. It's got no lobbyists, man. They don't pass $50,000 around. Like if that cop would have come up to you and took your camera and they knew that you was the Liberty lobbyist and that you was the one handing out the cash and the trips, they'd left you alone.
Might be true.
That's the problem, see?
How did the ACLU do it? I mean, it's not like they're getting any money out of the deal.
Huh?
How does the ACLU do it?
They get money, you know, they get their federal money, they get their donations and everything, you know. They got good lobbyists.
Well, the ACLU sues. The government is going to start
propagandizing with TV shows. You hear that? They're, you know, like, oh, everybody's going to go to the community service, or we all got to join the.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that, Dave, with the propaganda that's going to be put into network television over the next few weeks?
Well, see, that's why I say Liberty don't got good propaganda. Right now, yeah. Liberty gets all the bad propaganda. Those are the guys out in the street, you know.
We're doing our best, Dave.
And that's, like, the problem with the Free State project you guys got now. If you could say, hey, we got a job for you over here, and you could come and make some money, they'd be there, like, online to get to the Free State thing.
Well, there are jobs in New Hampshire.
You got to advertise it. You know, you got to have
that's
some
all
good
happening, up. Dude. I mean, look, I understand what you're saying, and I generally agree with it, because there isn't a lot of liberty-oriented media out there. You can pretty much count the major players
on
one hand.
No, and it's bad-mouthed. And if you do proclaim it, you're a terrorist.
Yeah. It's no that, easy road we
that's
have.
That's what
no
we're
doubt.
Up against now, the brainwashing. Know what it's all about? Money, man. Capitalism and the fact that Mark got married because the insurance company wouldn't give him the blessing.
Thanks, Dave, for the call. Good call tonight. 800-259-9231.
He does hate insurance companies.
Yeah, he does. I think he's on to something, though, that the Liberty Movement really needs some help in the media department. It really does.
I mean, media and legal. I mean, I think that the Liberty... What I'd like to see up here in the Free State Project, 50 good lawyers move up here.
There's one good... there's at least one or two.
It's fantastic. There's
a new one just moved up, actually.
There's three
recently.
That I know of off the top of my head. But, three, good. 30, better.
Right. The more media, the better as well. And, of course, the media that's here is mostly amateur. They're not people that are getting paid. Or
there's not much media in the state, period, I'm sorry to say.
That's true. As far as general media or major media, you're right about that. There's one TV station, I think.
One TV station in the whole darn state.
That's about it.
And if you're not counting the local access.
Right. Which is actually fairly well watched because there are no networks.
As a result.
So the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. But as far as Liberty Media is concerned, they're really, like I said, you can count the big players on one hand. I mean, John Stossel, he's probably one of the biggest. Penn and Teller, they're pretty huge. I mean, they've got a cable show, so their viewership is going to be limited. But now Stossel's on Fox Business Network, so that's also cable for him. So I don't know if there is anybody who's liberty-oriented and on major network television these days. I can't think of anything.
Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head. But most people don't. Network viewership is going down every single year. Sure.
Well, that's good to know. In fact, there is a story about the network TV companies essentially working with the White House to put some propaganda into your favorite television shows. We can tell you about that coming up here in a little bit. Take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. But as far as other Liberty Media, Penn & Teller, John Stossel, and Free Talk Live is probably the biggest liberty-oriented show on the radio with 50 stations.
If you don't count the less liberty-oriented radio shows.
I mean, real liberty-oriented shows. There's nothing else. I mean, there are some real libertarians that have local talk shows in some markets. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.